is beginning to rain, rain, rain to the voice of our Father. Saying, whosoever will come drink of this water, I promise to pour my spirit out on your sons and your daughters. If you're thirsty and dry, look up to the sky. It's beginning to rain.
Hello, friends. This is Tex Mars, inviting you to worship with us today at Bible Home Church, coming to you from Austin, Texas.
Hello, friends. This is Jerry Barrett, the pastor's assistant here at Bible Home Church. Please remember that Bible Home Church operates solely through your love gifts, tithes, and offerings. You can mail a check or money order to Bible Home Church, 1708 Patterson Road, Patterson Road, Austin, Texas, 78733, or you can donate through PayPal on our website. Don't forget to send in your prayer requests as well. We will be happy to add you to our prayer list, and we greatly appreciate your prayers for us. This week, we conclude the series, The Woman Who Rides the Beast. We pray that you will receive a blessing from Pastor Mars's message. Up next is The Cathedrals with All the Glory Belongs to Jesus, after which we will begin Pastor Mars's sermon.
His love has made us one. This song we sing has only just begun.
All the glory belongs to
Jesus. Now, I want you to note something. Babylon the Great is fallen, is fallen. Do you think God is redundant? You think God just repeats himself for no reason? I don't. Well, Israel fell in 70 AD. Jerusalem was made desolate, and Jesus had prophesied it in Matthew 23 and 24. Read those. It's powerful. It fell. It became desolate. But wait. The beast had a wound, and it was healed. It didn't die. It was and is not and yet is. The nation of Israel was supposedly destroyed by the Romans, but many Jews lived on. They went into other nations. Some became great merchants. Some became seamen. Others became advisors, financial advisors to kings and queens. Think about that. Babylon the Great is fallen. Israel has two falls. It fell in 70 AD. Everybody said it's over with. It's all destroyed. Israel is gone. It'll never recover from this head wound. But it did. And the Jews really never left the world scene of power, did they? The Sanhedrin, I believe, is reconstituted itself today. And there's the World Zionist Organization. And all of these dozens, scores of Jewish organizations and groups. There's a chief rabbi of Jerusalem, a chief rabbi of Israel. There's a chief rabbi of the synagogue of Rome in Italy. And of the United States, each of the cities of the United States where Jews reside has a synagogue and a chief rabbi. Here we see, though, two great falls. Interesting, isn't it? Now, Revelation 18, verse 24, gives you a little bit more information about this great city, this Babylon the Great, mystery Babylon the Great, the harlot. It says, and in her was found the blood of prophets and of saints and of all that were slain upon the earth. Well, that's a wicked city. That's a wicked place. And in her was found the blood of prophets and of saints and of all that were slain upon the earth. What city, what nation killed the prophets? What nation, what city killed the saints and all that were slain upon the earth? Some people say it's Rome. Could that be? Certainly. The Vatican carried out its great inquisition, and many Protestant reformers were murdered, were tortured. So Rome certainly has culpability, is guilty of a lot of these things. But here it says, in her, that's Mystery Babylon, was found the blood of prophets and of saints and of all that were slain upon the earth. All means all. Who could that be? Could it really be Israel? Physical Israel? Not spiritual Israel, which is of God. Not the new Jerusalem, which is of God. But earthly Jerusalem. The earthly city. Could it be that's what it is? What if I told you that the very words of Revelation 18:24, which have to do with Mystery Babylon, were first said by Jesus? And he applied them to Jerusalem and to Israel, the house of Israel. What would you say then? Would you believe Jesus? Would you call him a liar, as do thousands of pastors in the Southern Baptist and the Pentecostal and the Assembly of God and the other denominations? Would you say the Pope of Rome is correct? It could not be Israel or the Jews, because they have their own covenant. Would you agree with John Hagee that the Jews have their own covenant and that they're one of the most holy people on earth and that through their own covenant, the law, they can receive salvation? Would you agree to that? Could it be, however, that these people are all wrong? That in fact, in her, Israel, physical Israel, earthly Israel, the house of Israel, as the Bible calls it, is actually found the blood of prophets and of saints and of all that were slain upon the earth? Well, that's what Jesus says. I think I'm going to believe him. What do you say, dear Christian? Are you going to believe Jesus? Or are you going to believe all these others? Let's go to what Jesus said. Chapter 23, the Gospel of Matthew. Let's go to verse 30. Now, I'd like you to read the whole chapter. I wish I had time. Please go back and read chapter 23 and 24. You'll get, my goodness, oh, what a prophecy. What a statement by Jesus. He says, verse 29, let's start with that. Woe unto you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, because ye build the tombs of the prophets and garnish the sepulchres of the righteous, and say, if we had been in the days of our fathers, we would not have been partakers with them in the blood of the prophets. Wherefore ye be witnesses unto yourselves that ye are the children of them which killed the prophets. Fill ye up then the measure of your fathers. Ye serpents, ye generation, that means race, friends, that means ethnic group. Ye serpents, ye generation of vipers, how can you escape the damnation of hell? Wherefore, behold, I send unto you prophets and wise men and scribes, and some of them ye shall kill and crucify, and some of them shall ye scourge in your synagogues and persecute them from city to city. That, get this now, verse 35. Remember what we read in Revelation 18, 24. Remember what we read about Mystery Babylon the Great, two great falls. Remember what we read about her being responsible for the blood of the prophets and of the saints and of all who have fallen upon this earth. Remember what it says about Mystery Babylon. And now what does Jesus say in verse 35 of Matthew 23? Jesus says this. He says that upon you, he's speaking to the Jews. He's speaking to their religious leaders. That upon you may come all the righteous blood shed upon the earth. What does it say in verse 24 of Revelation 18? And in her was found the blood of prophets and of saints and of all that were slain upon the earth. Jesus says in Matthew that upon you may come all the righteous blood shed upon the earth. Two falls. Babylon. Mystery Babylon. Israel had two falls. Jesus said they were responsible for all the righteous blood shed on this planet. And what is the Apostle John told in Revelation 18? The same thing. We're referring to the house of Israel, the physical, earthly house of Israel. It says, Jesus says that you're responsible for all this blood from the blood of righteous Abel. That's the very first murder on earth. Cain slew Abel. Unto the blood of Zacharias, son of Berechias, whom ye slew between the temple and the altar. Folks, from my studies of the Bible, no one knew what had happened to Zacharias until this time. And Jesus revealed this murder. Verily I say unto you, all these things shall come upon this generation. That's not 20 years or 30 years or 40 years of time. That generation means this race of people, this nation, the house of Israel. How do I know that? The very next verse says it. O Jerusalem, Jerusalem, thou that killest the prophets and stonest them which are sent unto thee, how often would I have gathered thy children together, even as a hen gathereth her chickens under her wings, and ye would not. Behold, listen to this. Behold, your house is left unto you desolate. For I say unto you, ye shall not see me henceforth till ye shall say, blessed is he that cometh in the name of the Lord. And Jesus went out and departed from the temple. He was in the temple. He told the religious leaders and the people there, you are responsible for all the blood that's ever been shed since the first murder on this planet when Cain slew Abel. And now, behold, your house is left unto you desolate. Now, what does it say in Revelation 17? about the woman who rides the beast. The beast, at a certain point in history, will turn against her and destroy her and, quote, make her desolate. And what did Jesus say? Your house is left unto you desolate. Mystery Babylon the Great is fallen. This is the tragic fate of the woman who rides the beast, whose people cried out, crucify him. One day, there will be no more Israel. Henry Kissinger said that, but we don't have to listen to Henry Kissinger. He's a deceiver. Let's listen to Jesus. One day there will be no mystery Babylon the Great, the whore. She'll be destroyed. Why does the beast think of destroying her? He's been doing whatever she says for so many years. She is his guide, his instructor. He drinks from her golden cup. It's the will of God. It's the will of God that he do so. He doesn't have a recourse. Why do you think the Antichrist comes with a number 666? Wouldn't he choose any other number? He's got the wisdom of serpents. He'd say, well, I'll choose 532. I'll choose 461. I'll choose 777. Everybody will believe I'm God then. No, he won't. We will know him because of the number 666 that he conveys. He has no choice. Friends, this is what you need to understand about the woman who rides the beast. And even the beast himself, for his day will come too. His days are numbered as well. They have no choice. Ah, the abortionists today. We want a society that gives us choice. We're pro-choice. No, you're just pro-murder. That's what you are. You're a murderer. You're killing innocent life. And you will be recompensed unless you repent. Well, now, Tex, you sound like that old street preacher. You've got to repent. I don't mind being a street preacher. I guess in a way I am. I'm on the electronic highway here, the street, and I'm preaching. You know, Israel always goes too far, Hans Schmidt told me. And they're going to turn on her. Rome turned on her. And the Jews have been banished in nation after nation. For cause. There's reasons why they're banished. The Jews say, I don't know why we're always persecuted. Oh, yes, you do. You cheat. You rob. You steal. You murder. You connive. And the people get sick and tired wherever you reside and want to get rid of you. So you're banished from nation after nation. The Jews are revolutionaries. Listen to what Winston Churchill said. Sir Winston Churchill, former prime minister during World War II of Great Britain. This was his words, and I have this actual article in my files from the Illustrated Sunday Herald of London, February 8th, 1920. He wrote of the Bolshevik communists who he said were Jews, Lenin, Trotsky, and all of them. He says, it may well be that this same astounding race, that is the Jews, and by the way, he said they can be traced their revolutionary activities all the way back to Spartacus. That was the code name for Adam Weishaupt, the founder of the Order of the Illuminati, founded in May of 1776. And he talked about the House of Israel, Sir Winston Churchill did. He says, it may well be that this same astounding race may at the present time be in the actual process of producing another system of morals and philosophy as malevolent as Christianity was benevolent. It would seem, wrote Mr. Churchill, as if the gospel of Christ and the gospel of Antichrist were destined to originate among the same people. The tragic fate and destiny of the woman who rides the beast and all those who drink of her wine, who are made drunk, who are made mad. In other words, they go insane. That's the fate of those who reject Jesus Christ and his truth. Folks, you can be made sane. You can be made whole. You can think straight. You can be happy, and you can live forever through Jesus Christ, our Lord, through faith in him and his work on the cross.
If you're thirsty and dry, look to the sky. It's beginning to rain.
You've been listening to Pastor Tex Mars and Bible Home Church. Please join with us in worship next week as we continue to honor the remarkable Word of God.